Morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Happy second day of in-person learning. You're getting this in the morning, so it's only been one day with the students, but it was already so wonderful to be back. I can't even tell you how much fun I had having students fill the room, and how happy I was to not have them muted all day. So we all are so appreciative of being able to come to school. Thank you again for trusting me with your children each day, and I am just so excited to be back. I wanted to let you know just a quick little sanitizing update. Their desks and chairs get sanitized every night. So right now you'll see that their plastic shields are not up. We put them down every night, and Mr. Edgar comes in with a special sanitizing solution. And that will continue to happen every single night, and everything gets sprayed down and covered so that it is perfectly clean in the morning for them when they come back. So I didn't mention that before and just wanted to let you know. When the students come back in this morning, they'll just put up their desk shield, we'll have our masks on, and we'll continue our day as normal as possible. Normally as possible, excuse me. In our updates and announcements page, there are a lot of links, so feel free to go to that when it's convenient for you. You can also remember that you can find our updates in writing, video form, and also on a podcast. So whatever is easiest for you to stay updated on what's going on, please feel free to use any of those formats. The writing one is just helpful when you have a link. So for next week, it's a normal week at school, which I'm so excited about. Remember that we get dismissed at 2:32 every day, except for Wednesdays when students get dismissed at 1:17. We will have our official back to school night next Wednesday. There is more information coming. You will not be coming to the school. It will still be virtual, but it'll be a little bit more of a formal presentation than the last time when we met virtually for an office hour. There's a link to our IUSD face coverings guide. There's a link to some book suggestions and a link to the DARE permission slip if you haven't filled that out for sixth graders. Next week in reading, we're going to continue our fiction unit, and we're working on bringing characters and stories to life. We slowed down just a little bit this week so that we could get back into the routine of being in school, so we'll pick up right where we left off and continue that unit. Readers will practice to learn to make higher level predictions and pay attention to the details that signal that our characters are changing. So it's important that they have books with interesting characters to be reading. We read every single day, so your child needs to have a book ready to go before reading. They are welcome to borrow books from my classroom library. We have a whole sanitizing system set up, and it's their responsibility to come ready to read. In writing, we're going to continue our work on opinion writing by moving into review writing. So we'll study how to make interesting hooks and how to make convincing reasons and adding quotes to support our reasoning. A reminder that all students' writing should be done in the class. And I ask you, I know this sounds counterintuitive, but I ask that as parents, you don't edit your child's writing. I can't see how to help them to get to the next level if it's your writing. So it's really important that all the writing is done by the student so that I can make sure that they are getting exactly what they need when I conference with them and when I help them revise. So all of their writing should be done 100% by them. And it's okay to look over it and give them tips and suggestions, but I don't even mark up their writing. And I'll talk more about that at back to school night as well, because I do know it sounds difficult, but it ends up that students learn a lot in writing when they are the people that are doing the work. In math, fifth graders will continue to learn about the addition and subtraction of fractions. We've been working on mixed numbers this week, and we will have a quiz next week. The date is to be determined. I need to kind of see how everyone does over the next couple of days, but they will always know a few days ahead of time before a quiz, so it won't be a surprise. In sixth grade, we're going to continue reviewing all of the fraction and decimal operations that we started the year with, and we'll take a basic skills test to not only practice basic skills for sixth grade, but also to just kind of see where we are after reviewing for the last month. In history, fifth graders will continue the study of the age of exploration, and sixth graders will start their study of ancient Mesopotamia. In both history classes, students will also be studying the habits of historians, things like historians study multiple perspectives when they study history. They study the motives of people when they study history. So we'll be looking at that in addition to the content. In science, fifth graders will continue to work with Ms. Perino in science lab, and sixth graders will work with Mr. Nelson. Both groups will start their first unit in their science textbooks separately next week. That's a lot of information, so feel free to refer to the updates page. If you have any questions or concerns, please email me. I'm happy to help in whatever way that I can. And once again, thank you for sending your kids to school this week. I have loved seeing them on this side of the screen, and I'm really glad that I got to see their full faces before they came. So we're practicing smiling behind our masks, and we'll continue to do so. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and keep those eyes off of screens as much as possible, and I will see everyone next week.